What were we talking about?
The Last Hour. So we got Superman's revival.
So bringing back Superman, yeah. Is there anything you guys more you want deep into that, or you want to go past that since we already spoke about the that little nightmare sequence in
the Flash rewinding time?
Flash rewinding time.
We spoke about that already, though.
Briefly, but we're talking about it again.
It looked beautiful, though, the way he was running with it. Like, it's everything was changing with him.
Except for the way he was running, but yeah.
Yeah. Stylistically, I like it in this side. You know, because when he's doing it, he's still in the same spot type of shit.
So if I ever see you running so like much. That one day.
I like it, though. I enjoyed that part. And I do enjoy, like, Barry, where the fuck, like, hurry up, come. Well, no, that was actually at the ending.
That's at the end. That's at the end.
The fight scene was way better when he came back to life. Lois being there made 10 times sense instead of Batman being like, Alfred, call my contingency. Like, I get, unpopular opinion. Because I get this from John Shaw, unpopular position, opinion. Batman was not Batman in this movie. I did not get to see the Detective Batman. I did not get to see the Batman with these animated movies. I just felt like he was there. Like, his only purpose was to bring everybody together. And I felt like if I was Batman in that situation without the knowledge he has, I could have brought these niggas together. Be like, there's a big fucking alien coming like tomorrow. Y'all niggas need to come together.
But I mean, I think
that they didn't milk him.
Yes, but he wasn't detective. You didn't, like, I get what you meant.
At that point, it would have been a Batman movie.
Yes, but Batman is a key that brings them all together. Like, I don't know. Like, I felt like he was there, but he wasn't there.
I love Batman. I love the way they did him. It was subtle. You know what I mean? Like, he wasn't their Iron Man.
They didn't make him into the bitch that he was in the original Justice League movie. But in this one, Batman planned on dying. He planned on killing himself.
When?
Because do you not remember this? Do you not remember in the scene at the end where he's telling him the plan, and he tells him, this is why I brought you guys together. And he's not saying this is why I brought us together. This is why I brought you guys together. Batman planned on sacrificing himself in that thing when they were like, what are you going to do about the parademons? Yeah. He didn't expect to live through that. But yeah, then, you know, Justice League changed his mind. I would have cried.
I know
100%. I would have cried.
I know we're skipping ahead, but I was confused all hell at the end of the movie when Superman went up the top and picked him up. I was like, wasn't you just standing up there? How the fuck you fall?
I mean, I'm glad they did show him, like, you know, doing the regular grapple gun and then sliding down. Okay,
It was interesting that, like, Batman was like, I can't fuck with Steppenwolf. Even though in an animated movie, he's like, in animated stuff, he tries. But in the movie, he's like, I'll just deal with the henchmen. You know, that's the most I can do.
Which he did good in this compared to what he did in Josh Whedon's cut.
Oh, no. Josh
Whedon's cut, even though, yeah, Batman did the same thing he did in Whedon's cut where he got a gun and, you know, used it against him. But you felt he was doing more with the outside perimeter than he was doing in what we did in Whedon.
The hero shot, though.
Oh,
that hero shot. At the end when he's driving and then they all jump in to save him.
When it's all in slow motion.
Oh, yes, that was cool.
Yeah, man.
They did a way better job.
I thought he was about to lose out on the my man.
We did, because I don't remember hearing him saying it.
He said it. When Cyborg happened again. Yeah, he catches him and he goes, my man.
Oh, he does say that. Oh, no, but he doesn't go, yeah, when he lands on Bruce Wayne's Batmobile. That's kind of what I was hoping to hear, too.
Doesn't he say the line too? He goes, you really do dress up as a bat or some shit like that?
He says the line, he's like, you really are out of your mind. And then Batman just gives him the nod and then he does the jump. Yeah. The music that turned over on that scene just fucking got me hyped.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, but we're jumping here. Okay, so Justice League versus Superman. What did you guys think about this one in this version?
Justice League versus I wanted
to know if niggas bleeding shit. Like, what happened?
You wanted that line back in the movie?
Hell yeah. Got that nigga by the face. Like, do you bleed, bitch?
So happy. Superman. I was so happy. No. Superman had no inhibition. It was like, I'm gonna fucking kill you, Batman. He didn't care about nobody else. But he had PTSD, and so Batman's like, he has laser visions, and he's lucky he had that gauntlet, because if it wasn't there, Batman would have had two holes in his chest and his arms.
I also like that he didn't talk at all. Like, and I think in the last before all that happened, he does say, he's like, you killed me. Something like that.
He says, you won't let me die. Yep. No. Yeah, it was like,
you're right, Kenny. Yeah, you won't let me die.
You won't let me live. And then that's when he was like, you know, do you bleed or some shit?
Yeah, he told that to Bruce. Like, do you bleed?
Yeah.
So I was like, yo, they should have just thrown in. But yo, like, do you bleed, bitch? Like, what do you think?
The fight was longer, too, between all of them.
Yes, it was.
Made sense. But, like, I could have sworn Wonder Woman, like, comic-wise, they're not in the same equal sense of power.
You could put up a fight.
But that's accurate. Nah, that's accurate.
No, I understand that. But Superman was not 100% himself, like, controlling his powers or using his powers. So, like, Wonder Woman should have had at least a little bit of an advantage. She should have not been like thrown out so easily.
I if you want to say it from like a warrior perspective, and this is why I hate that fucking concept. Like, her as a warrior, she should just at least not stand a chance, but take some shit off him, because she's been fighting niggas for years. She know how to fucking fight. Mm-hmm. Superman don't know how to fucking fight. Niggas just throwing punches and shit. You know, a brawler, like Hulk style and shit. So, you know, like, her having that experience could say, I could dodge this punch, I could dodge that punch. You know, I could, keep him occupied for a second. That's what the fuck Wonder Woman should be. Not like, you know, I'm trying to get into a little show of strength with Superman. Like, that's never going to make sense. But her as a warrior should have took out her sword and been, you know, hitting this nigga with his shield, throwing fucking slashes and shit at him. It makes sense that way, because, you know, like me, like, if I fought a fucking trained martial artist versus me just throwing my shit, and I could be stronger than a nigga, am I gonna really beat him? You know, like, so her stalling him, even though we know Superman is Superman, she can't really hurt him, but she could have stalled him. So, you know, that's my opinion. I'm tired of y'all staring at me.
Nah, I'm sorry. With all the beers I drink, bro, I'm fucking, I had a cyborg vision. I'm like, could you imagine if us four were sitting in a nice lounge, or at least in my house, with fucking couches without mics and just talking? The energy would be crazy right now. Ain't getting paid for it. Yeah, that would be fucking amazing, bro. I'm like, this is the fucking future. Like, yo. I got excited. I'm sorry. I'm just thinking way ahead in the future.
Well, you guys should do that one day. Do a live random noobs at Giovanni's house or whatever.
Yeah, that'd be cool.
John Cho is the only like wild card. That's it. John Cho, listen, just come through. Take a train.
Yes. Come for the
yo, man. And we out to his house. Fuck that.
Let's do it. Let's make it happen.
Cap.
Anthony can sleep with me.
Yeah, definitely.
Listen, I take care of my godson. You can sleep all day. Don't worry about it.
Excuse the screaming.
I love it. Yo. Okay. What was the question? Because I fucking.
Now we're at the last part, G, where we talk about the final climax of the action scene. Well, we see Flash do his thing, we see Cyborg do his thing, we see Aquaman do his thing, we see Wonder Woman do her thing, and we see Batman his thing.
Before we get to that, so Aquaman is a fucking bitch when it comes to not him being underwater. I could have saw he had super strength. Like, I know he's not as strong as Superman, but like, I felt like he couldn't at least hold himself. You know,
I still remember that panel in the New 52 where he was holding up a fucking building. That was when I started liking Aquaman. I was like, whoa, this motherfucker don't just talk to fish. Yo, he's really built like that.
He's really strong, but like in the movies and in certain comic books, at least when he's guest starring, he's a piece of shit. He's like Green Lantern, the comedy relief sometimes.
I missed the scene when he was sitting on top of Wonder Woman's lasso. I really enjoyed that scene.
You missed that scene, John.
I really enjoyed that scene. Like that probably is a corny ass scene, but I really enjoyed that scene. That shit made me laugh.
And yeah, that's exactly what they were going for, making you laugh.
I enjoyed so that scene, man. That I'm sorry. Care. I'm sorry. I enjoyed that scene. All right. I really laugh from the gut, you know, like when you laugh from the gut, it's real.
You laugh from the gut when Anthony's in you, too.
All the time. He may be touching my gut sometimes.
Tear it up, baby.
I love it.
Yo, can I get involved too? Like, fuck it. Just three guys at random news, not just two.
I was watching Chuck and Larry, so you know I'm in the mood.
I'll be Kevin James. I have his weight. Yo, Kenny, go. Okay, so we're the
we're so in the last before,
week. Before we talk about the time travel,
did anyone else cheer when Superman made his entrance right before was gonna fucking
I enjoyed it when last cyborg? That I believe in truth, I believe in justice.
Damn, no, come on, John.
Corny. I'm saying like that was the way he came in. This one was way better. I was like, I'm happy nigga just showed up and nigga just took the shit to the chest. What really about? Like,
and then we didn't get Batman making his stupid face like, seeing this, all excited to see him and shit. You see Superman's like not impressed. Like, yo. Oh my god.
Differences in how the actors love to be with a person who fucking like be the character you are going to be compared to Whedon. Like, I knew Superman was coming back. I just didn't know when he was coming back. And when he just like when he popped out, a small hint to me was like Superman was coming out. Very small. It was so faint that I was surprised. I was like, oh, he's here. And then he was like, hey, what's up? I'm gonna fuck you up. And yo, he fucked him up so bad. That's it. Darkseid, you better fucking be prepared. You better only get to him mentally, because physically, y'all niggas ain't in the same level. He fucks Stephen Wolf so bad that just take off his first name or his name of Stephen Wolf and just call him Wolf. Or just like, I don't even know. Like, he fucked up. Like, that whole scene when he was punching him as he was laying down, boom, boom.
Yo.
And then hitting him with the lasers. Yeah, like, yo. Head.
The commentary about that is as he's on the floor, he's like, oh, you want to give up? Nope, we want to get up. Nope, you want to give up? Nope.
Wait. Well, how the bridge did not break when he threw him down?
I don't know.
Like, what the fuck? Like, that shit should have broke. Like, yo, but, oh, one thing. So, as Superman, like, before we getting into his introductory, like, I love there was no CGI clip of his mustache or whatever the case may be, right? But, you know, him getting back to his roots, Lois, like, he got his memories back. Like, I understand, you're dead, like, your memories, like, you gotta regenerate type of shit, right? But I really wish, like, in the comic books, like, his suit, the black suit, helped him, because in the comic books, he lost a lot of his energy. That suit helped him regain solar energy faster than how he normally absorbs it. I wish in this movie they would have explained, even if it was a throwaway line or something, even later on, like, hey, like, maybe Batman be like, hey, why did you decide black? Like, I didn't know you had black in your arsenal. Oh, I used this because of this. I wish they would explain this because he just, all these suits that came in, why black?
That scene, I felt like for like comic book readers, it made sense to us because, you know, like right after he puts the scene on, he flies up into the atmosphere and takes in the sun. So I feel like not addressing it, but like for comic book readers, like we saw that and was like, yes, that's what I'm talking about. But they didn't explain it at all. So it's just like he just flew up and went to the sun for no reason.
I love that shot. Even though a lot of people shit on the Superman Returns that Bryan Singer directed. The scene towards the end of the movie where he's flying up to get to power his power from the sun, that was like my favorite shot of the whole movie.
Man of Steel, Zack Snyder does an amazing job of flight. That's one thing I have to agree. Like, I rewatched Man of Steel, and I think that movie's a classic. At least for throwing away your idea of all the past movies and just being critical, whatever. Just watching that film as a Superman fanatic, you can enjoy it. Like, that whole flight scene with the rocks, you know, formulating or levitating on the ground, and him just going up, he's jumping, then flying. Like I said, stylistically, cinematography-wise, it was amazing. So them doing that in his black suit, like, kind of returning back to roots and just going straight to the sky, like you said, absorbing energy. Like, I didn't catch that the first time. Like, I only caught it because you guys said it. But I already had the knowledge, like, that suit was meant to absorb energy to regain what he lost. I think it was done well, but I wish they would have dressed that later on with maybe a cutaway line or something so small. With, you know, before, this movie was 4 hours. What's another 30 seconds?
Yeah, even like the computer, explaining and just saying, oh, this suit helps you so and so, you know, something like that. Or like, you know, you're in recovery mode, you know, you need to wear this suit to help. Some throwaway line like that.
That would have been great. Yeah. Then also what made that scene more emotional is just hearing both his fathers, like, you know, everything that he's always heard coming back to him as he's, you know, he's about to take flight for the second time. Like, that shit just cemented it. That is, like, you know, as much as that Tyler guy is great for the CW Superman and Lois show, Henry Cavill is still, like,
he's my Superman.
He's almost irreplaceable.
He's my Superman. Like, I understand people grew up with George Reeves.
Yeah.
George Reeves? Or Christopher Reeves, excuse me. Christopher Reeves. I understand it, but, like, corny. This is my generation. Corny. Yeah. Corny. Mm-hmm. Well, Kenny, you have to give credence because that stuff was made in the past with the tech and the writing, the screenwriting back then. It was corny, though. Yes, it was corny. But could you imagine him was Christopher Reeves now? Maybe things would have been a little bit different. Just imagine if you was born in the 60s and you was like, oh, that's... Like, well, Batman was corny as fuck, though.
Adam West Batman.
That nigga was horrible. I prefer George Clooney. Than that corny ass. You like them bat nipples?
Damn.
Yes, I do. Yes,
you know
I
what? Do. Give me Ben Affleck back when he wore the Superman suit for a movie. I'll take that over.
Give me Daredevil. Give me Giggly. Whatever that suit is.
For Superman, like, I love the flight sequence in the best movie of them all. You know, Batman v Superman. You know, when he flew up after Doomsday. You know, I liked that one. I don't know.
When he was like with the spear, like, coming.
When they flew up into the atmosphere with a nuclear bomb, my nigga came out looking like a fucking prune, and then he was in front of the sun, and his skin was coming back to him, and he opened his eyes and flew back and just punched that nigga. I think that one was the best one of them all. That's me, though.
Well, that was pretty good. That was pretty good.
As a scene, yes.
100%. Yeah, just as, you know, that scene itself. I
cut off. That one. 3 minute scene. Yes. Yeah. Yes. 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 Okay, now can we get to the part I've been waiting for since
now? Like, let's get to clearly
be negative about
what is.
Okay, go. Wait, John, go. You said something about negative. What are we talking about?
I'm gonna be slightly negative about it, but I felt like
okay, in this movie. You know what? No. Hold your opinions. Let the positivity.
Wait. You're gonna negative about the Flash scene?
Because
that's that's like your favorite character.
Let me say it like this. It's not that it's bad in any way. It's just like I felt like for what everything happened and how it set up felt, I felt like the Flash should have died. For how that whole setup happened and how for the way he was talking. For the way, like, he was saying, like, you know, Dad, you know, I want you to know I did this, you know, everything.
No,
that line was good. That line was good.
No, it was a good line. It was a good line. It was a good line. I just felt like in that movie, the Flash should have died. Like, the way you set that up for me, like, how it all happened. Okay. And no, this is my point. Because right after that scene happened, what happened? They stopped Steppenwolf, and where was he? Nowhere to be found. He didn't just he reappeared after a couple seconds. You could have used that moment to say to me, the Flash disappeared. I don't know where he is. Just leave it at that. Just he disappeared. Like he used his power and like what the fuck just happened to the Flash? Because he didn't reappear like as soon as it happened. He took a few minutes till after, you know, everything was said and done, then he reappeared. That's why I felt like he don't even have to die. He should have just disappeared that's me. That's how I felt about that. So everything else, I'm like, yo, I'm on board. I enjoyed it, you know. So,
No. Okay, Flash, I'm gonna go on. First of all, Flash, all the way, bro. Okay, that's my fucking nigga. Yeah. That's what you go. Anyway, all
right, go.
John, now you saying he disappeared and came back. why would you? This movie's already 4 hours long. Why would you mention those things? If anything, you already know Snyder. Shut up. Shut up. Before it becomes a 2K conversation. No, no. But why would you mention these things? You know the success of this movie is going to bring another one. No matter how they distribute it, it's going to come back.
You seen a Justice League movie?
Yes. I'm talking about Justice League movie. Yes. Now, he disappeared. Like, Barry's mindset during that running sequence, we don't know his past, right? We don't know if he ever done this speed attempt before his breaking. Obviously, he mentioned he probably did it once by accident. But him doing it again, he probably broke the top speed to save them. And he's like, you know what? I don't know what's going to happen afterwards. And that's why he said that line. Like, Dad, your son was one of them. And also, throughout this whole entire movie, well, what it seems like, he still wasn't validated to himself. Like, yes, he knows his powers. He has wisdom, experience, whatever. But he wasn't, like, validating himself. Like, I am the Flash. Because I believe... I may be wrong. Guys, help me out here. But I believe they called him the Flash throughout the movie. No?
No, they've never... And they've never...
Barry, right?
Nobody's ever referred to him as Flash.
You honestly don't really see it until, unfortunately, in Suicide Squad when he's catching Captain Boomerang. That's the only time he's ever really referred to as Flash.
Well, forget that movie because...
And even with our TV show, at that moment, he was like, oh, the Flash? That's actually a good name, so...
Or the Blur. Oh, yeah, you're right. You and the TV show, you met together. But that scene, he didn't know what happened after he did that. After he took Cyborg, maybe he didn't know what was going on afterwards. But I think, first of all, that was a beautiful representation of... I hear you laughing, Anthony. Anthony knows. But that was a beautiful representation of his healing. I didn't think he healed that fast. But Ezra Miller, I don't know, like, he did a perfect job saying those lines. I felt it. The music behind it was amazing. The cinematography. That scene was perfect. I don't care if you guys think the whole extra running was too much extra. I think it flowed well. You know, from that 4-hour movie, that scene needs to be staying there the entire time. Him running and doing all that in that scene, that was like, okay, Kenny ruined something. Kenny, shut the fuck up. There was some scene, I think you texted me, that's what I'm trying to say. One of you guys, not John Cho, because he was on hiatus. He was on zero thirty dark mode, whatever. One of you guys texted me saying, no, it was Anthony. I got goosebumps. I was like, oh, I never got goosebumps throughout this movie. But when the Flash hit, and because you guys said, I was like, okay, now I got the goosebumps. So that's why that scene was so amazing to me. That was like, I feel it. I understand. It makes sense to me. I love it.
My argument is the end of that scene.
Wait, I was confused until I had to rewatch it multiple times to do some research. Like, what's going on? Is he running towards danger? I could have swore if you run back in time, you do things differently. Like that's what I said. I didn't understand how time travel works in his movies. Because I don't think he was doing time travel. I think he was in the beginning stages of unlocking his power and more like John Cho and I mentioned before, time reversal. And he was just, I guess, running so fast that he placed himself in those certain scenes. Because that's not really time travel. He was just there. Like, as he was running, everything came back. Superman came back, his whole body came back, and everybody else, and Cyborg, whatever the case may be. But stylistically, cinematography, whatever, that scene was the best. That I actually have that song in my Spotify shit. Like, that's how good it was. Yes, Anthony, no way.
And that's what I say to you, like, for the whole setup of that scene, how it started and how it finished, I felt like in that moment he should have just disappeared and never came back. And came back into, like, because there's going to be a Flash movie, came back in that Flash movie, he woke up out of that.
Snyder did not know that when the movie
because
we don't know that the reshoot or that was a part of the original cut.
And that's why, even with all this, no matter what news article we go to, it's always sound like it's going to be planned a Flashpoint Paradox movie. So even so, like, just the expectation, like, he made it sound so sad. He made it sound like, damn, I don't know what the fuck is about to happen. I'm not saying he needed to die. I'm just saying just disappear. Like, you don't know the repercussion of what you just did, because even in the TV show, whenever he time travels, they continually show us there's a repercussion every time he does it, regardless of minimum. That. Even when he did it by accident, there was still a repercussion.
Yes, but this is one movie that Zach himself was like, I may get his part two, or I may not. Why would I fucking cheat the audience and say, oh, he disappeared?
Why would you cheat that and put that whole fucking nightmare scene?
It's for, you know what? It's better to speculate than to not speculate on nothing. It's better to speculate with it. Hold on.
It's just better to speculate. Should disappear.
No. It's better to speculate with a scene that actually gives you something of a preview than to be like, here, I'm just gonna put the tip in and then take it out, instead of you putting, at least let me jerk you in for like five times and then come out.
That works though.
There's a difference.
That's what happened.
I prefer the five times than just a tip.
But that's what I'm saying. Like, even like him, if he did that, that's why I say, for me, it makes no sense that he touched Cyborg but then disappeared. And then after Darkseid left,
though. Yes, it was more like he touched him and then that scene jumped.
No,
that scene jumped into Cyborg, though.
Yes, he touched him, touched Cyborg, and then they went on. They had their look at Darkseid, like, yeah, Darkseid, you ain't shit. And then as Darkseid is disappearing, that's when Flash reappeared into the scene. It's not like he was just there. That's why I'm saying, like, I feel like it should have went differently. Like, they should have just looked like, yo, where the fuck the Flash went? Even if you showed him laying on the floor, like, in the corner, went back to it and was just like, yo, like, I just did some crazy shit. Like, what the fuck is happening?
They should have never shown that scene of him running.
No. I'm saying that whole thing should have played out. But I'm saying the end scene after Cyborg. Yeah, after all everything happened, I want that whole scene to be included. But there's repercussions to what he just did. Okay. Like, he touched Cyborg, and that's why I say, like, for me, after he touched Cyborg, it wasn't like he was just there still with them after he touched Cyborg. He was gone. And then he reappeared in the scene, ran back in the scene afterwards, and he showed that. That's why I say, for me, how about you just left him out and create a sense of, like, yo, what the fuck happened to the Flash? Because he just did something that, you know, is fucking crazy.
It's creating a sense of, like, an open door for that Flashpoint. What happened when you left? Like, I don't.
It kind but of even so, when
the opening movie, of the movie afterwards.
Yeah, with the way the movie ended, it's not like they ever addressed it either. It's not even like they said, "Yo, Barry, what did you do?" It's just like it happened, okay, and they moved
you're
on.
Right.
If like that, you
they
know,
failed on that ass point. But then again, with the way this movie came out, you have to think about, this movie was created in 2017, not 2021 after everything came out. There was no such thing as WWE 84. There was no, I don't even think Flashpoint was mentioned. They probably rumored it within internal groups. But remember, all the movies we got after, like, Justice League came out, right? Then we was like, oh, Flashpoint might come out. We might get a Batman solo movie. We might get all these other things. But you know what? Let's go back into the past. If this, what we saw right now, came out, and then we saw that, and then they started dropping all these movies afterwards about, like, their roadmap, then you might have been like, okay, now they might possibly explain what happened to Barry during that time frame. Or they might possibly explain whoever had, like, certain type of things, Superman, or whoever the case may be. But because this movie came out in 2021, and we have the hindsight, like Kenny said, to see all these movies and to know, wait, why did they mention this? Why did they mention this? You have to also remember, this movie was already filmed it was filmed since 2017. Obviously, this movie has been filmed before 2017. Whenever they released it, it's been years before. The only thing that was reshooted was the nightmare scene. That's 100% confirmed that the nightmare scene was reshooted, because Zack Snyder said, if WB does not let me do it in the studio, I'm going to do it in my own fucking backyard. And he hit up Ben Affleck and Jared. They were like, would you guys do it? They're like, yeah, I'm down with it. So besides that, and I also think the Martian Manhunter scene was reshooted. So thinking about that, you can't say all these things because we have the foresight, we have the hindsight, we can critique that. But if we did this podcast in 2017, I don't think we can say that, because all those movies would have not been predicted to come out, or even slated, or to have people cast it already. And we can't say, you know what, by the time we did this podcast, none of those things would have been confirmed.
that's why I also feel like you're right in what you're saying. This is not like
I'm a right or wrong. Right. My name is Joe.
It's not a right or wrong discussion. It's just like you're saying that what we didn't have in the past, and I agree with you, we didn't have that in the past, but we're talking about going forward. So I'm saying going forward because you chose to include that nightmare scene for a movie that we don't even know is going to come out yet. We don't even know if WB is going to sit here and say, you know what, you can get so fucking well, we definitely need to go forward. They can just say, fuck it, we're just going to keep going, and that nightmare scene never comes to fruition. So that's what I'm saying. As of right now, for this Snyder Cut movie, that whole scene with Barry reappearing is all CGI. You can erase him right out of it. You can erase him right out of the end, that whole final shot, too. Just like that.
Okay. We do not know how much money he had to do reshoots. We do not know how much control he had. Okay, we know the control he had in a way of sense, in the sense of that the scenes that was uncut was cut. Let me add it into it. Because most of the movie was set in a way of like it was already like Joss Whedon saw the film. It's like, you know what? Let me put this scene in the beginning. Let me put this in the middle. Whatever. Zach was like, no, this is my vision. Let me add my cut films. We don't know how much reshoots he had control of. We don't know how much. Because remember, when we first started seeing these things, WB was like, I'm not giving you that much money to do reshoots. You have a limited amount, whatever the case may be. So that whole scene about Barry, maybe he couldn't have much control. And also, that nightmare scene, and if you want to also include the Barry disappearing, he's like, you know what? I'm going to take a gamble. This movie may flop. This movie may not flop. But I'm going to throw the shit in there. So if it does do a great job, I have the opportunity to flesh it out later. Which Zach may do. Hypothetically, let's say this movie does an amazing job and they greenlit part two. Zach may come back to Barry disappearing. That Flashpoint movie may also come back to him disappearing. Part three, maybe. We don't know. But if this movie is greenlit for the sequels, he's going to have so much money, so much green, like privileges to do whatever he wants, that your question may be answered. Like, what the fuck happened when you disappeared? Or why didn't you mention it? This movie's already 4 hours long. Why add another 30 minutes of him disappearing? Because that whole scene, and this is my last point, that whole scene of him disappearing, like you said, could be a whole movie. Because as you remember, that Suicide Squad movie with the Reverse Flash, that movie was like an hour or near 2 hours long, and it happened within a millisecond of the reverse Flash timeline in the Flashpoint movie. So we just don't know what the possibilities could be. You get what I'm trying to say?
I got you.
After 3 beers later, but you get what I'm trying to say? I got to give you some, you know, some conspiracy type of shit.
I don't know what you're talking about. I don't know what you're talking about. Everybody here just quiet now. Like,
Kenny,
like,
20.
That was Kenny, a crazy ass rant.
Was it a really?
Nah, it okay. Was.
Yeah, that was a rant. What are you talking about?
You were trying to go in.
But was my rant justified? Did it make
me just Snickers
sense?
If I'm being honest, Giovanni, I checked out like probably 2 minutes ago. Because I was like, Giovanni, he's got a. I was like, okay. he's about to go in on this whole thing.
Listen to it again. It makes some sense.
I'll listen to it when you drop the episode. Don't worry.
Okay, you had like 4 Terramanas. I had like 7,000 beers, and I'm still alive. So anyway, Kenny, continue. And you have anything to say? You want me to shout him out?
I think you spoke for half the world right now.
So, I'm just
fucking with you, bro.
But I'm just trying to answer it in a way that's out of the box thinking of like, okay, if you had these conditions met, could this question still be a question?
Real quick, I just want to go back to what John Charles said. I kind of do agree, like the way they set up that scene, it felt like something bad was about to happen. And the Flash does just pop up when Darkseid is disappearing. So what happened in that little space, that little bit of time?
But
with him being the Flash, I'm sure that could probably be, you know, talked about in a later movie.
Yeah, it's. I mean, to me, it's mostly just like something that's not addressed, like the black suit situation. Like I feel like, you know, even it doesn't need to be like a whole drawn out thing. Just be like, yo, Barry, what happened? Where did you go? You know, maybe he just has, you know, maybe he has a response. This is, you know, some stupid shit, you know?
So John Charles.
Imagine if Barry's answer is pretty much Flashpoint Paradox, and then the whole movie is him telling the story of it. That'd be terrible. Yeah.
But John Charles, you understood what I was trying to say, right?
I got you. I got you.
As long as you get it, I'm fine. Go ahead.
I want to get it. But go ahead, Kenny.
All right, so we talk about Flash reversing time, and then Steppenwolf gets his head cut off.
Oh, yeah, you can't just skip that. Like,
Wonder Woman. That's exactly what happens right after.
No, I know. But, like, a lot of people are accustomed to Marvel movies, right? PG-13. Yo, when Superman threw that nigga back to the portal, and then Wonder was like, I'm gonna, like, get ready for this catch type of shit, like football type of shit. And then she was like, slice. I was like, holy shit. I understood this was a movie. This movie was R-rated, and I thought it was R-rated because of the curse words and maybe the blood. I didn't think beheading was part of the R-rating type of shit. So Wonder Woman cutting his head off, and then they all are telling Darkseid, this is your fucking boy. I'm going to send him back to you with his head fucking cut off. Fuck you type of shit. I was like, holy shit.
It was like some this Godfather justice, shit.
This Justice League is like, do not fuck with me. Do not come to Earth. This is not like Goku's trying to say, come to Earth, let me get my power stronger. It's like, do not fucking come over here because I'm going to destroy you type of shit. Like, I was like, holy shit. Like, that whole scene, I did not expect. Like, when I saw him flying, like you know, on his back, going backwards, and a woman, Wonder Woman sizing up, I was like, wow, Zach really went. Like, he went all out. He went... I gotta come myself. I was gonna say he went full blank. Like, y'all seen Tropic Thunder?
Yeah.
He said he went full blank 100%. I wanted to say that word, but like, I don't want to. Like, there's a certain point of getting canceled, but that's really getting canceled type of shit. But like,
but
I think I might have said it like an hour ago or something.
Nah, yeah. Kenny said something that we're gonna have to bleep out.
Yeah. My bad.
Like, that scene of cutting, I was like, they going for the fences. And I said, this is how I want to watch comic book movies. Do not give me, I understand the lightheartedness and things like that when it comes to Marvel. If y'all want to stay in that path, fine. But DC, stay R-rated. That's your realm. You did a perfect job.
And this is why they need to do Justice League Dark Side War.
Yes.
Well, now you agree.
Well, I didn't see the movie, but I seen clips of it, and I have to. No, I always agree. I never disagreed with it. Me and John have been watching these films throughout the years. Marvel does an amazing job of live action. Their animated movie sucks ass. Everybody can agree on that. The inverse comes with DC. DC live action sucks. Even though Snyder Cut came out, they still suck. But when it comes to animated films, nobody beats them when it comes to comic book film. Just the Batman Under the Red Hood was an amazing film. Like though they have good films animated. I watched
them too.
What happened?
I watched them too.
What do you mean?
You said you and John Trevor. Like,
so the way you make it sound was like it was exclusive.
What I meant to say is that me and John Trevor have been doing this since when it first started coming out. I remember like watching like, yo, this movie came out. All right, let's allegedly watch it, download.
Let's watch it on DVD.
Let's watch it on DVD, watch, and then we talk about it amongst ourselves, and then we wait for the next one to come out in continuity. That's what I'm referring to, John Anthony. But now I mention you and Kenny, because Kenny has a wall of fucking Hall of Fame of movies. But Kenny, go ahead. I'm sorry. You have a, you know, what's next?
Well, it was after the head cut, and then now we go to the wrap up pretty much. Batman buying the bank, Superman's mother getting her house back. We got Barry doing a stupid run, I guess, in Metro City?
Central City.
Who's the one from Star City?
The Green Arrow.
Yeah. Oh, there you go. All right.
I hate the transitions in the movie, by the way, when they were referring about, oh, let me show a truck coming by. Oh, Central City. Oh, Gotham or whatever. I'm like, Metropolis. Like,
No. It's dark. We're in Gotham.
Yeah. No, but you know what I'm talking about, right? When they show Central City, yeah,
there's no such one way. Thing as daytime in Gotham. There's no such thing as daytime in Gotham.
You could do the transitions better, like, oh, I'm in Central City type of shit, you know?
Did you want to do it like the way Marvel does it, where they just show like a big text that says
Central City? No, they can do better. With all the movie, with all the people they have on their roster, I think they can do a better job. Because movies do, that's like a cop-out. You know, like CIA type of location. You know, like, I don't know. They could do it better. I mean, this one was pretty good, but it was too long. Like, the movie was 4 hours long. You know what? Let me speak without a child and without a wife. I have no complaints for this movie. But because I have a wife and a child now, my time is really, you know, consolidated. I can't watch this movie. So a lot of people who have the same conditions as me, it fucking sucks when you gotta, like, you know, break out your time. But that was single back in the Godiva days, Kenny. You know what I'm talking about.
Yes.
I have no problem watching the movie 10 times over.
I was lucky enough that, you know, my daughter was doing her own thing. Then my son was just like watching the movie with us. My wife was there. Then I was just in 2 hours in. They were sleeping together. Watched it
without any complaints?
He ain't crying nothing. He passed out. And then, you know, him passing out caused my wife to pass out. I'm the only one who actually finished the movie.
Yo, I don't want to say anything, but like, I didn't watch this with my wife because she said, I want to watch this with you. And I said, babe, I love you, but you ain't watching this movie. I am not waiting for you. Oh, I'm falling asleep. And like, y'all, all y'all niggas watch this shit. I'm like, I'm waiting for my wife. How much you got left? How long is the movie? 4 hours? Yeah, I got 4 hours left. Like, that's how I felt. Like, I was like, I can't watch this movie.
And then you get the question. And then you get the questions every 10 minutes. What is this? Who is that?
I started to get that. I was like, you don't remember watching the original Justice League? I was like, you know what? I'm gonna let the movie answer the questions for you. How about that? Let's just do that.
Yo, I'm watching anime with her, and the episode before, who's that? They just fucking said his name in the last. We have subtitles on, so you can read it. I'm just saying. I'm sure you guys all.
So look, let's just get this over with now, Anthony, because we know Giovanni's wife listens to this podcast and he's gonna be a dead man after she hears this. So we might as well. Yo, Kenny, do you want to be a part of Random Noobs? You know, like, let's just get this over with. We're looking for a replacement. You know, you could be the new boss.
Oh my god.
Yo, Joe, I don't know what possessed you to do all that right now, but
he's three in. That's why
I'm three in. Yo, two.
But I saw days and one technically, isn't Kenny drinking something that's way stronger than what you're drinking?
Why do you think I've been so quiet, man?
You guys don't know.
I'm trying to contain myself.
You guys don't know Kenny the way I do. Kenny can hold his shit. In my opinion,
it's been a minute, G. We've been in quarantine for like the last year. I haven't been able to show my talents.
Kenny, you was able. Yo, Kenny, any other notes for the Snyder Cut?
This episode is 2 hours and 41 minutes long at this point in time.
Yeah,
we're trying to match the Snyder Cut right now. I see you. I see you.
I mean, because we still got to talk about the cliffhanger ending, and we got to talk about the epilogue.
We're trying to do 4 hours for 4 hours. I see you. Okay.
Go straight to the cliffhanger. What happened to cliffhanger? Oh, wait. I'm so happy. I'm so happy.
Wow. I'm so happy.
There was no shit as justice and all that talk. Superman came through and was like, I'm the fucking boss of this earth. I'm fucking you up. Now Kenny, go.
Okay, so the cliffhanger is pretty much Darkseid and Zod talking. Zod's like, I told you this man was going to fail. And then on some Thanos shit, he says, all right, I guess we're going to do it the old-fashioned way. No. I did not personally like that ending because it didn't give me the ending that I wanted. I thought, this is how I thought the movie was going to go down. We were going to go through everything that Whedon went through. Was going to be probably the first 2 hours. And then the last 2 hours was going to be the nightmares, like everything that leads up to the nightmare and then finishing up the nightmare sequence. Because I wanted to see Darkseid fucking some people up. Yeah. But unfortunately, we didn't get to see that in this, except in the premonition scene, I guess you'd call it.
They didn't.
When he...
Didn't he put a, like his glove on and say something about doing it himself?
That's exactly what Thanos does. When Thanos' henchman fails to get it, he does it himself. So Darkseid's henchman failed to get the job done. Now Darkseid's going to do it himself.
No, but it was a nice setup to me, the way they set up Darkseid. Like, if this would have came out at that time, I'm sure we would have had a Justice League 2.
Oh, absolutely.
You know, then we would have seen him fucking whoop Superman's ass.
Because even in, like, the original Justice League, we didn't even see, or his name wasn't even said, was it?
No, I think they did say his name.
Didn't they show the nightmare scene? They showed a nightmare scene, right? With Batman. And then the logo of the Darkseid effect.
The Omega effect.
Thank you, Joshua. You guys all know, like, Darkseid is not Darkseid without the Omega effect, right?
Yeah.
His name before was
Axel something like that.
Yeah.
Something like that.
First of all, he almost died with Ares. Ares almost fucked him up with a fucking axe.
Yeah. That was a crazy ass wound he got from that.
Like, he needed help externally to fucking, you know. I don't know, it's just crazy.
But then again, he didn't have the Omega beams at the time, no? Because if he had
that's the Omega effect.
Yeah, because if he had that, he would have used it and he would have cleared out that entire battlefield in like a few seconds.
Yeah.
All right, so now let's talk about the nightmare sequence. What do you guys think of it? Did you feel that was the best interaction, according to Twitter?
Niggas is wildin'. Interaction
between Batman and Joker.
I'll be last.
Niggas is wildin'.
Yeah, niggas is wildin'.
The best interaction ever. I clearly didn't watch the animated series. I got wildin'.
They were saying that was the best Batman and Joker interaction ever put to any type of screen. And I'm like, really?
Like any type of screen?
Joker giving Batman a reach around and then Batman saying, make no mistake, which is my favorite part, I'm gonna fucking kill you. But just not right now. Which was, I think, the third F-bomb that was dropped throughout the entire movie.
Like that, I mean, that scene sold me on Jared Leto's Joker, though. I was like, see, this is, if y'all would have gave him a chance, he could have did some work with it.
It showed the real potential.
Go ahead, Giovanni got serious because he put his face out the camera. He went to his phone.
My wife was texting me, I was just telling you how amazing this podcast was. And she did all of it. I don't know about y'all niggas, but I love the scene. I fucking love the nightmare scene. That Joker scene with Jared Leto, I was like, thank God we can
see. To the point of saying that is the best
ever. First of all, it's my fucking time to talk.
I just want to know. To the point of saying it's the best ever.
Well, and
you love it that much. No. The best ever.
Is that the best interaction ever?
Yeah, the way you held off, you made it seem like you was going to agree with that. That's why I'm asking you. You could continue your thought, though.
Let's say I do not know exactly how long the scene was of just Batman and Joker talking to each other. But just for being hypothetical, let's say this shit was 3 minutes long. Now take these 3 minutes compared to all the Jokers in the past 3 minute type of things. No, it's not really the best, but it's a strong second. Like, obviously, the Dark Knight with Batman talking to Joker in the interrogation room. Thank you. I couldn't say that word. That was a perfect scene. That was really good. It made sense within the realm of that movie. Now, within the realm of this movie, it made sense. Like, we can debate, do you need this scene in this movie? No, you do not. But what we got, I think the lines that Joker said to Batman and Batman's lines to him was perfectly played out. I felt the tension. I felt the emotion. Jared Leto showed how great of a Joker he was. Now, the only question I have is that what type of Joker was this? Now, there's a book that came out that says the three Jokers, right? It was an amalgamation of three different type of Jokers that all came together throughout the history. I don't know what ages, but maybe the silver, bronze, or golden age of the Jokers, right? They all came out. It felt like this Joker was all three in one, or at least all three in one of the movies. You have the Joaquin Phoenix, you have the Heath Ledger, and maybe even the Jack Nicholson. These three was interesting because you don't see the tattoo on his forehead. You don't see all these other things, but that Joker, like, it's weird. It's weird enough seeing that Batman and Joker are collaborating to fight against Superman, or at least to go back in time with the Flash to fix this shit. But the dialogue they had, and then Batman saying, "I will fucking kill you," type of shit was from Harley Quinn. I think it was, you know, going from the PG-13 movies and whatever, like that, just saying that F word, it adds more of a weight to me. And then that whole line saying, like, "Did you know what I did to the boy Wonder?" Like, I'm like, holy shit, I want to know more. And then Joker alone, like, I want that Jared Leto. I want that Jared Leto in all the movies in the future, because that Jared Leto should have been in Suicide Squad, because he did an amazing job. And that shows you how great a screenwriter can make a character and how the actor can fucking deliver on those scripts.
So this is to put something in your mind, but you remember, I may be saying it wrong, but he said, "If I give you this card and if you rip it in half, that means our truce is over." Something like that. Anybody want to correct me?
Yeah, okay. Yeah.
No, he said it.
So
you do know he cut that later on, right?
Well, that's not my point, but throughout the trailers, all these trailers we got for this movie, they do show that card in the movie and it's ripped in half. Do you think that has any significance towards anything?
Yes, I believe he cut it in half and said, "I fucking killed you." Okay, I'm sorry. You guys go ahead.
Because I was going for anybody else to respond, but
I'm listening to this. I mean, I don't agree with that's like the best interaction between the two. I think that's just bullshit. I said
second place to me.
No, I know. I'm just saying, like, you know, Kenny brought up the fact that that's the word on Twitter. I'm just saying I don't agree with that.
It may be a fifth bullshit. Place for me.
You know, people on Twitter is just like, I love whatever comes out recently. It's amazing.
it may be a fifth place for me.
Why fifth?
I got Batman, the animated series.
No. A lot of those interactions is better.
Yes, I can, because they said of all screens.
That's okay. Why I'm including it. You got it. I don't want anything else. I wasn't including that.
I'm including it because there were.
That's what they were saying on Twitter.
Like, of all screens. And even with that, I say the animated series. I will put the Arkham games up there because that really explores the relationship.
Yes.
I will use the comic book, The Killing Joke, of the relationship with them. So I think Heath Ledger. Just dumb too. So that's me personally.
Well, real quick,
that sounds like a solid list though.
John Cho's right, but all those things you mentioned before, they have a history of fleshed out comics. They have a history of storytelling. The Arkham games have they have already the foundation to create. Now I hear what you're saying, but going off of what we see live action, I don't think you could say it's fifth. I mean, granted, there's not as many jokes on live screens. If you want to condense
that, then yeah. But like I said, for the term of the best on screen.
No, it's not. It's not.
That's why I'm like, nah, like, I'm not ready to go that far.
But you have to agree on the foundations of it. Like, what creates the best interaction? Okay. With all the Arkhams, with all the combos, with all the other things in the anime series. How many lines we get, or how much foundation is created until we get that interaction with each other? There's a lot that's being involved. There's, you know, how many episodes, how many games came out for the Arkham movies, how many animated movies came out before we get to see that continuity interactions. This is one movie that Batman and Joker came together. All we have really seen was them on Suicide Squad, if you really want to count that. But if you don't, they never really got to see each other. So if you're just going up live actions, you have to give it some type of weight, because what you have before that, just Batman and Heath Ledger, or you have Jack Nicholson. And Michael Keaton. Yes, I understand that, but that's three of them. All you can do is a top three.
If you're going live action, then that's as far as I could go. But like I said, because Twitter wanted to go hard and talk about ever of all screens, you need to back off a little bit. I mean, get the excitement of the movie.
Twitter's already calling the Snyder Cut a masterpiece, so that's just them being dramatic.
I hate Twitter.
That's why, you know, I believe, you know, Snyder Cut was a good movie. It outdid, you know, my expectations, you know, but at the end of the day, I still don't feel like, you know, this movie is enough to bring the DCEU back to prominence. So.
Really?
You think so? Well, John has a point. I agree with John.
Like, I think it's a great movie in itself, but I don't think this movie alone is enough to, like, revitalize the entire DCEU. Like, I may need like one other good movie, something of this level, like good on this level, to make me go, you know what, they may be able to bring me back into it.
Shazam 2.
I don't know about that.
Yeah, the first one was garbage.
It was a Marvel movie.
Exactly. It was a Marvel movie. So I think we may have to get to the Black Adam movie before we start talking about anything.
With The Rock and everything?
Yeah, just because The Rock is in it.
Also, why would he get a solo movie?
That's what I, you know. Like, why can't he be in Shazam 2? His name
is The Rock, so that's why.
That's bullshit.
Okay, guys. You good? No, I know, like, that's all you really guys have to say. Nightmare scene, like, Superman, like, I don't know, like, this.
No, I mean, Johnny asked a question, I disagree, and that's it.
I mean, like, for the nightmare scene, you know, it was cool. It was all, like, we talked about the main point of the Joker and Batman, but, like, beyond that, it's just like, yeah, it's cool. You know, Deathstroke was cool, but
seeing Deathstroke was cool. I'm not gonna lie.
That was cool. Future or present?
Future.
That was future Deathstroke with the Mohawk.
The
Mohawk was a little weak to me, but yeah.
Yeah,
I didn't like that Mohawk.
That's what I'm saying.
Because we don't have context for the Superman thing, I mean, I can't really say much more about it. You know, it just makes me want to know more about what happened in the future, and I hope I get answers to that question.
More, you dropped the news.
Bro, that move, that shit with Deathstroke was supposed to be, I don't know, but that Deathstroke, him finding out his name is Bruce Wayne, was supposed to solidify the next Batman movie with Matt Reeves or Ben Affleck, whoever was directing it. That was supposed to be the next villain. You know what I mean? Like, the next plot. But I don't know.
It's just a damn shame. You know what I mean? That this couldn't have come out first. You know, maybe it could have changed things.
Maybe instead of, you know, being excited for WandaVision, I could have been excited for some DCEU live action.
That's what I'm saying. You
know, like,
Falcon and the Winter Soldier.
You know, like, I could have been excited for what? I don't know. Batman and Robin. I don't know.
I haven't even watched Winter Soldier yet. Did you guys watch that Falcon Winter Soldier show?
No, I haven't watched it yet.
I did.
I haven't watched it yet. Was it good?
Yeah, was it good? The opening?
It was solid.
I heard they introduced Discount Captain America in that.
Yo, he looks like the dude from Up.
Yes, he does, yo. Oh
my God.
Up? Yes, the movie Up?
The old man.
Wait, the Disney movie Up?
Yeah, I shared it on the Random News Instagram. He looks crazy, bro.
Shit.
WandaVision, wow.
But seeing Falcon kill people, that shit was hard, too.
That's enough. Spoilers.
Giovanni, you're not going to watch it, bro.
I am going to watch it.
You're
going
to be like, I saw new rock stars. They explained everything. They show clips, and that's all I need.
That was for WandaVision. I saw the first
one. You love new rock stars, Giovanni. You always mention in these podcasts.
They are pretty good. But I was really enthusiastic to see, you know, Winter Soldier and stuff like that. But WandaVision, like, I'm like, all these questions. Yeah, all your niggas like Mephisto and all these shit. And at the end of the day, it was like,
first of all, don't act like you wasn't in that.
I was.
All the y'all were bugging out. Like, okay, no, you were in.
I was in because y'all was in it. But because I was like, I didn't watch the shit. I didn't waste fucking whatever 10 hours of my life to watch this. Why
we got it? But you could waste 4 hours of your life to watch some fucking Zack Snyder cut shit.
Watch your mouth. Barry Allen was in the movie. Watch your mouth.
What about? I can't even remember his name, man.
Exactly, Barry Allen. Fuck yeah. Okay, so you guys, would you watch this movie again?
No.
Okay, no. Kenny watched it 3 times already. But
I've already seen it 3 times. I'll probably watch it when it comes out physical.
No. Yeah, this is one thing that I'm looking forward to, too. Like, just buying it on Blu-ray or DVD, whatever the fuck the kids are buying now.
because I got a an open spot for Justice League that I gotta fill. So hopefully this comes out.
Yeah, but Kenny, if it starts with Snyder Cut with S, it fucks up your whole chronological, your whole alphabetical order.
I hope not. It's definitely, it's going to be Justice League Snyder Cut instead of Snyder Cut Justice League. So I think I'm right on there.
On HBO Max, is listed as Zack Snyder's Justice League.
Oh, I hope not. Doesn't, if it starts with a Z, I might have to, I know it's going to bother me backwards. When I look at it. It's going to bother me when I look at it, but we'll see.
So, at the end of the day, you guys love this film. You thought this film was worth it.
It lived up to the hype.
Do you think me saying I can't watch this movie again determines that I like it less?
No. Because
it's so long.
Yes,
exactly.
But that's, I believe this movie is the new Titanic.
I love Titanic over and over.
It's like I love Endgame, but I can't watch it over again.
No, Endgame, yeah. I could watch this from beginning to end, but I can't do it with Endgame because Endgame, there's a lot of boring.
It's like I could fast forward to the last hour of that movie and be
that's
good.
That's it. That's all you gotta see.
That's all I'm there for.
I think all you gotta see is that last hour.
But yeah. Justice League, like I said, I watched it the first time in a condition I did not want to watch it. If I watch it again in the conditions I want, I don't think I'll watch it again. I'm not going to sit there and even though Zach was like, there's a lot of Easter eggs, I don't care. A YouTube video will fix all that problems.
Oh, you see?
I'm not going to sit there.
The new rock stars. There he goes.
New rock stars, comics explained. I could just go for days. Like, they saved me so much time. You gotta do the work. That's it. It's fine with me. I'm here to do random noob shit, not comp shit.
I think this is gonna be one of those episodes we cut in half. We had 3 hours.
This episode's gonna be coming out in 20 minutes
in 3 parts.
This episode's gonna come out every other day. So Monday,
Wednesday,
and Friday. This is exactly how it's coming out. I'm telling you right now.
So we're gonna call it. We're gonna call part one. Part one. Don't count on it, Giovanni. There you go. Part two. Part two, the age of noobs. There we go. Part three, beloved Anthony, beloved Kenny. There we go. I got your titles right there.
Anthony, write that down. Anthony, write that down. Write that down. write that down. So don't count on it, Giovanni. That's part one.
I gotta start a new note.
The age of random noobs.
Don't count on it.
The age of the noobs or the age of the random noob?
The age of noobs.
The age of noob. That's part two.
Age of
and then what's the last one with beloved Anthony and
beloved Kenny.
Shit.
I love it.
I got it.
So I guess we all like you guys all feel like you express everything you can about the Snyder Cut.
Absolutely.
Okay. Also, this is the definitive edition.
I feel like I don't have to talk about this movie unless it's brought up in like a movie fight.
Jontro? I mean, I'm Anthony.
You know, I think you spoke enough for all of us. And honestly, yeah, I think that said everything I've had to say. It lived up to the hype. Beautiful.
Okay, guys. Well, damn. Okay. Yeah. It's like I don't want it to be over, but I guess it's gotta be over. It's fucking amazing.
You don't want it to be over. You're like hanging off that mic.
Barry Allen's best superhero to saying. But anyway, Kenny, thank you for coming. I really appreciate you coming, be the guest and all that stuff.
It's always a pleasure guys have me on the Random Noobs. I wouldn't rather be on any other podcast instead of the Random Noobs.
Now, next thing you know,
that was nice.
Yes, now promote us on your Instagram.
Oh, how do I do that?
No, of course. No, but anybody else who listened to us this far, please leave a rating on Apple Podcasts or wherever you listen to.
And God bless you.
Hey, God bless you. So,
what? It started a whole nother recording. We're 30 seconds into it.
Oh, mine, it just says 3 hours.
Yeah, mine says 3 hours, 10
minutes. Okay, you know what? If that's what it says for y'all, I'm going to leave that. But on mine, it says 30, it says 40 seconds. Just 40 seconds. That's it.
Holy shit.
I'll clip them all together, but this is Random Noobs. Just go to our website. Everything is there. You already know our Instagram, random.noobs @Instagram, whatever. But We all there. Thank you, Kenny, for joining us. We'll see you in the future for other episodes. Sean, cut this.